Frost Hollow Hall by Emma Carroll. Read by Catherine Press. All around me, the ice looked rough. There were lines crisscrossing it, and I began to feel uneasy. For these weren't skate marks. These were cracks. The Combe Vale Chronicle. Tuesday, the 7th of February, 1871. A terrible tragedy. A most terrible incident has occurred at Frost Hollow Hall, the country estate of Viscount Barrington near the village of Frostcombe. Lord Barrington's only child, Christopher, died tragically yesterday afternoon while skating alone on a frozen lake in the grounds. It appears that he fell through ice too weak to bear his weight and came to grief in the cold water. The alarm was raised some hours later when he failed to return for dinner. His body was then discovered close to the edge of the lake. Lord Barrington is said to be devastated. Lady Barrington lies in a perilous state under the care of doctors. The Honourable Christopher Barrington, known as Kit, was heir to Frost Hollow Hall and a popular fellow in the Frostcombe area. The village is in deep shock at his sudden and untimely death. Winter 1881. Chapter 1. The Dare. I was proper fed up with waiting. I'd been on lookout now for 2 whole hours, and there was still no sign of Pa. At every noise my spirits rose, only to be dashed as I glanced at the clock. He was late. 2 hours late and getting later. Outside, the frost hadn't lifted all day. It coated the inside of our window pane too, so it was a job to get a good view of anything. Just to look decent, I'd kept on my best Sunday frock, though the fabric was...